This is the Medscape Neurology Minute. I'm Dr. Alan Jacobs. Researchers from the Department of Radiology at the Massachusetts General Hospital in Boston have published a retrospective study determining the frequency of acute brain infarcts on diffusion-weighted imaging in patients with monocular visual loss of presumed ischemic origin. 129 consecutive patients with monocular visual loss underwent DWI, comprehensive ophthalmologic and neurological examination, and diagnostic evaluations for underlying etiology. They used univariate and multivariate analyses to explore predictors of DWI evidence of acute brain infarcts. DWI revealed concurrent acute brain infarcts in 31 of the 129 patients. The probability of an acute brain infarct was higher in embolic versus non-embolic monocular visual loss, and in monocular visual loss characterized by permanent visual loss versus transient symptoms, and in monocular visual loss associated with concurrent hemispheric symptoms versus isolated visual loss. Importantly, patients with positive DWI were more likely to harbor a major underlying etiology compared with those with normal DWI. The authors conclude that monocular visual loss does not always represent an isolated disease of the retina. Approximately one of every four of such patients demonstrates acute brain infarcts on DWI. And because patients with concurrent brain infarcts are more likely to exhibit a cardiac or vascular source of embolism, imaging evidence of brain injury in patients with monocular visual loss should be a useful marker to guide the timing and extent of diagnostic examinations. This study was selected from Medscape's Practice-Changing Articles in Neurology. I'm Dr. Alan Jacobs.